好，弟兄姊妹，我想世人现在都有一个感觉哈，就是那个末后的世代，好像就在现在。
People among the world has been a feeling that this is the end of times.
有各样的变化。
A lot of changes.
啊，有天气的变化，环境的变化，经济的变化，政治的变化。
In the climate, in our environment, in our financial and economic everything.
就算是不信主的人呢，也有这种感觉。
Even non-believers have this feeling.
但是。我盼望基督徒呢更应该有这种感觉。
That we have this sense even more.
对，很多时候我们甚至基督徒都不太有这种感觉。
Even as believers, we don't have this sense.
Okay, 所以在我们这个圣经里面呢，他常常讲到这个世代的末了。
In our Bible, it talks about the end of times.
所以在这个世代的末了的时候呢。那个主快要来的这个时候呢，我们想要知道说主要跟我们说什么话。
And in this end times, when our Lord is coming, returning, we want to know what the Lord has to speak to us.
然后在这个末世代的末了呢，主到底要什么？他在找什么样的人？
At this end times, what is our God looking for? What kind of people are He looking for?
然后主的负担是什么？他的那个。集中的那个 focus 那个是在什么地方
What is our Lord focusing on?
所以呢 我想我今天的负担呢就是我们来看一点启示录
And my burden today is let's look at the book of Revelation
特别是在启示录里面有提到一些人哈叫做得胜人得胜者
And in the book of Revelation it speaks about a group of people called overcomers
然后主呢在这个末后世代呢 要找这些人
And in this end times our Lord is looking for this group of people
Okay 我们把启示录翻开
Let's look at Revelation
第一章
Chapter
启示录第一章的一到三节
Chapter 1 verses 1 to 3
我先念一次哈启示录第一章一到三节耶稣基督的启示就是神赐给他叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人他就差遣使者晓谕他的仆人约翰约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证凡自己所看见的都证明出来念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的因为日期近了
The revelation of Jesus Christ which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass and he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he sawBlessed is he that reads, and he that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
今天这个启示录的开头，我们知道启示录写的人是叫做约翰，就是约翰福音的那个作者。
We know John wrote the book of Revelation, the same John who wrote the Gospel of John.
大家注意一下第一节哈，他说将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，就是必要快成的事。
In the first verse, he said that the things which must shortly come to pass.
这个必要快成，你会看见说有必要，一定。
It is coming.
就是那个 must 对。
Must.
还有那个快要。
It's immediate.
对，或是 shortly. 对。
Yeah.
然后那个成呢，就是一定会那个成就。
That it will be accomplished.
所以他这边讲的东西哈，就是还没有成就，但是一定要成就，而且快要成就。
It has not come to pass, but it will be accomplished, and it's coming quickly.
然后看一下那个第三节最后面呢，他说因为日期近了。
And at the end of the third verse, it says, for the time is at hand.
那个日期近了表示 有个重要的时期啊，快要到了。
That this time is an important time and it is coming.
那很近了。
It's very close.
它给我们一个感觉是那个迫切的感觉跟那个敬畏的感觉。
It gives us a sense of urgency and reverence.
好，所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们看，我们当我们读圣经的时候，我们会觉得非常的惊奇哈。
When we read the Bible, we kind of feel astonished.
在人类的这个历史当中呢，我们知道有一些书呢，他们想要写一些预言。
In the history of man, man has wanted to write some prophecy.
那当他们当然这很少，这已经不多了。那当他们如果这样子写的话，有的好像发生了，有的好像不一定真的发生。
Some has happened and some not.
但是只有圣经呢，这是独一无二的这本书呢，能够把预言告诉我们。
But the Bible has fulfilled a lot of prophecies.
因为它是神，它超越时间。
Because he's God and he's beyond the time.
只有神呢，能够把将来必定发生的事，能够告诉我们。
Only God can tell us what it is to come in the future.
虽然神不是把所有的细节都告诉我们。
He doesn't tell us the details.
但他这样子告诉我们的目的呢，是叫我们做适当的预备。
But when he tells us, he wants us to be prepared.
所以当这个书啊，可能不一定，可能很多弟兄姊妹我们没有读过启示录。
Many of us might not have read the book of Revelation.
他是先他这个第三节，他这样写哈，第三节。
Verse three.
他说你要念。
He says to read.
就是念这书上预言的。然后你要听。
So to read the prophecies and to hear the
word. 就是能够听见这些 word， 对。
To be able to hear these words.
然后而且又遵守。
And to be able to keep these words.
都是有福的。
And these people are blessed.
所以你去念，然后又能够听见主的话，而且又能够遵守的话，你就有福了。
If you read the words and if you are able to hear the Lord and to keep these things, then you are blessed.
所以我这一次有点负担，我看主怎么带领。我想要提到的是启示录的第二章跟第三章。
I'd like to look at chapter 2 and 3.
对，但今天只会看一部分，我看主以后怎么带。
Just on one part and we'll see how the Lord leads us.
好，但是我希望弟兄姊妹有个感觉哈，就算是在约翰那个时候呢，已经是2000年前了。
Even at the time of John, it's already been 2000 years.
然后当神启示他的时候呢，他给他一个感觉，就是快要成了，日期近了。
When God revealed to John the end times, he gave him the sense of urgency that it is coming.
对，所以神的目的呢，就是要神的儿女们有心中有一个迫切的感觉在那里预备。
God wants his people, his children, to have this sense of urgency and to be prepared for his coming.
纵然主的再来呢有延迟，他的怜悯的缘故。
But because of God's mercy, he's tarrying.
但是他叫我们里面一个感觉呢是很近的。
But that he wants us to have this sense in us that it is.Very close.
如果约翰那时候呢都已经很近的话，现在就更近了。
If at the time of John it's very close, then now it is even closer.
OK, 我们读一下那个第一章的第九到十一节。
We'll read chapter 1 verses 9 to 11.
我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐里一同有份。为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那名叫拔摩的海岛上，当主日我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号说，你所看见的当写在书上，达于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推雅推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea.
那个约翰在写启示录的时候呢，已经是主后公元九十年以后。
When John wrote the book of Revelation, it's already 90 years AD.
Yeah. 90. 然后那个时候呢，有一些逼迫临到基督徒。
And there were some persecutions that come to Christians.
然后在这个我们知道主耶稣有十二个门徒。
We know there are 12 apostles.
约翰是当中存活最后一个存活的。
John was the very last that was living.
所以他活得比较久，也比较老。
And he lived longer and much older.
但是他在老年的时候呢，受到逼迫。他虽然没有殉道，但是被放逐到一个海岛上。
He was persecuted in his old days. And even though he was being let put out into the Isle of Patmos.
对，那个岛叫做拔摩海岛。
The island of Patmos.
对，在地中海的地方
啊。In the Mediterranean.
Yeah.所以他经过患难。
And he went through tribulation.
然后他在那个岛上孤单的时候呢，有一天主给他启示。
And when he was all alone, the Lord revealed to him.
主向他讲话。
The Lord speak to him.
所以第十节号，我们看见当主日，那我被圣灵感动。
It was on the Lord's day that the Spirit was on him.
他虽然孤单年老，但是跟主很亲近。
Even though he was old and lonely, but he was very close to our Lord.
所以他听见圣灵的话，得到主的启示。
And he hear the word of the Spirit and has the revelation of the Lord.
所以我希望弟兄姊妹，我们在主日的时候呢，都能够被圣灵感动。
I also hope that we'll all be in the Spirit on the Lord's day.
主日就是但我们希望每天，但是特别在这个主日的时候呢，我们有心愿来到神的面前。
I hope it's every day, but especially on the Lord's day that we have a heart to come before the Lord.
当主感动我们的心的时候呢，我们让他的爱充满在我们心中。
Then when the Lord touch our hearts, let us have His love fill our hearts.
让我们能够听见主向我们说话。
That we can hear that the Lord is speaking to us.
好，所以在这个，特别是启示录也是圣经最后一卷书。
Especially Revelation is the last book in the Bible.
启示录的结尾告诉我们说，不可以在这些预言上再加任何东西了。
It tells us not to add any word to these prophecies.
所以整卷这个圣经呢，最后的启示录呢，可以说是一个总结。
The book of Revelation is like a conclusion to the Bible.
也很合适的，他把这个末后的世代的要发生的事情跟神所注意的事情告诉我们。
It also tells us what is to come in the end times and what is the Lord wanting in the end times.
然后主给那个约翰的一个刚开头的这个话呢，就是向他写信。
The Lord in the beginning, what the Lord wants John to do is to write it down.
写信给那个七个教会。
To write to the seven churches.
今天我可能会看前面两封信。
Look at the first two letters.
Okay. 如果我们继续念的话，第一章十二到十六。
Chapter 2, verse 1 through 16.
第一章十二到十六。
12 to 16.
我很快念一下，我这边不会特别讲这个哈。我转过身来要看是谁发声与我说话，既转过来就看见七个金灯台，灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间束着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛如雪，眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs are white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength.
我们跳到第二十节。Let's skip to verse 20。论到你所看见在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。The
mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which thou sawest are the seven churches.
Okay, 大家稍微注意一下那个主的。
That on the right hand of our Lord there are seven stars, and that's the seven the angels of the seven churches.
然后主耶稣出现在七个金灯台当中，那个金灯台就是教会。
And the Lord appeared among the seven golden candlesticks, and that seven golden candlesticks are the seven churches.
大家先注意一下，我等下会解释。
Just pay attention, I'll explain later.
Okay, 所以12章12节到16节呢，那个主耶稣向约翰显现。
In verses 12 to 16, the Lord appeared to John.
然后你会发现呢，当主要向约翰说话的时候呢，他先把他自己。
Before the Lord spoke to John, he appeared, he revealed himself, he appeared before John.
在主耶稣告诉他所有幕后这些要成的事情，或是各样的发生的情况之前呢，主先把他自己显明出来。
Before the Lord revealed what is going to come in the end times, he revealed himself to John.
所以这边告诉我们说，当我们 要知道这个幕后的时代的时候呢，我们要先认识神。
And this tells us that before we are able to know what is to come, we have to first come to know God.
我们的眼目哈，永远是先定睛在主的身上。
We always focus on our Lord.
这应该是我们的这个焦点，我们 focus.
This is our focal point.
这边我不仔细讲，因为它大部分的地方等一下会出现在七个信里面。
The points will appear in the.
它不同的部分会出现在分散在七封信里面。
The different parts will appear in all the seven letters.
Okay. 好。 这边呢，所以我们现在来看一下这个七封书信的大概的一个情况。We'll
take a brief look at these seven letters.
我们知道哈，不一定，就是大家要知道，就是说在那个新约圣经里面呢，保罗写了信呢给七个教会。
We know that in the New Testament, Paul wrote letters to seven churches.
那个就是罗马书，罗马，然后有加拉太、以弗所，然后腓利比、哥罗西、帖撒罗尼迦跟，我看一下，我刚刚少了什么？没有。罗马、哥林多、加拉太、以弗所、腓利比、哥罗西跟帖撒罗尼迦，我没有少。
You wrote letters to the letters of Romans and Corinthians and Galatians and Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians and Thessalonians.
对对，所以那边有写了给信给七个教会。
So he wrote all these seven letters to the seven churches.
然后在启示录里面也写信给七个教会。
In the book of Revelation, there are also seven letters to seven churches.
有年长弟兄跟我交通，他说圣经就好像是神的家书。
brothers have shared with me that the book, the Bible is like the book in God's family. It's like a letter to God's family.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们在新的一年，我们立志，如果你立，我们立志读多读一点圣经的话。
In this new year, we made a decision to read more, to read the Bible more.
然后记得呢，这圣经呢是神写给我们的信。
That the Bible is a letter from God to us.
我刚来美国的时候，常常写信回家。When
I first came to the States, I wrote home pretty often.
现在比较懒惰。I'm
a little lazy now.
但是我父亲还是偶尔会写信给我们。But
my father would write us occasionally.
对，当我们写家书的时候呢，你会感觉那是很亲切的一封信，对不对？
When we write home, we know that this is a very close. Okay, we're very close to our family, right? We write home to them.
对，我们把家中的事情讲一讲，然后有一些的鼓励，有一些的祝福，有一些的安慰。
We write what is happening in our home, and we have some encouragement and some comfort, and we send it home.
所以我们等一下看到书信的时候呢，虽然里面会有劝勉的话。
We read these letters, and there will be some encouragement there.
但是那个都是出于神的爱。
It's out of God's love.
他写给他亲爱的儿女的时候，他心中的那个感觉跟负担。
It's that feeling, that burden in the father's heart when he's writing to his children.
这个七封书信呢，有几个共通点。
There's a common some common points in these seven letters.
比如说第二章第一节。In
chapter 2, verse 1.
第一封信，The
first letter.
他说，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者，说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
我们跳到第二章第七节。
We skip to chapter 2, verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
这边有四个点。
There are four points here.
第一个点就是说， 这七封信主写的时候呢，他是写给教会的使者。
When the Lord writes these letters, He's writing to the angel of the church.
他跟那个保罗写的那七封信略有不同。
It's a little different from what the letters that Paul wrote.
保罗写信的时候，就是所有的弟兄姊妹，他的读者呢，就是所有弟兄姊妹。
The letters that Paul wrote was the readers, all the believers.
但是这边有他好像写给教会的使者。
But here he is writing to the angel of the church.
这是第一个。
That's the first point.
然后第二个就是，它上面写 angel 的。
A witness.
Okay, 或是 messenger. 对。第二个就是在每封信写第二部分呢，他说他会启示主是谁，是什么样的一个情况。
Second, he'll review what the Lord is like.
比如说在以弗所书这封信的第二章第一节里面，他告诉我们主是右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中间行走。
Like in this letter to Ephesus, it says that the Lord holds seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
Okay, 所以这个是第二点，第二个共通点。
This is the second point.
然后第三个共通点在第七节，他说， 圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。The
third is that he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches.
所以这边的信呢，就是那个圣灵哈，向众教会说的话，而且他劝我们说，有耳朵的就要赶快听。It
is saying that this is what the Spirit said unto the churches, and those who have an ear, let him hear.
所以我们知道，一方面这个信是写给使者，一方面也是向
On one hand, it's written to the messenger of the church, and on the other hand, it's saying to all the churches.
所以第三个共同点是有耳的就应当听。
The third point is those who have an ear, let him hear.
然后第四个共同点就是那个第七节后半度后半段，他说得胜的就把神乐园中生命树的果子赐给他吃。
And the fourth one is to him that overcome, will I give to eat of the tree of life.
所以这个第四个共同点就是说，他在那边叫得胜的人呢，会给他们赏赐。
The fourth point is that he's calling for overcomers, and for those who overcome, he will give a reward.
我举例哈，比如说第二封信的是第二章第八节。
The second letter, chapter 2, verse 8.
他说你要写信给士美拿教会的使者说。
And unto the messenger of the church in Smyrna write.
他说那首先的末后的死过又活的说。
These things said the first and the last, which was dead and is alive.
所以那个首先末后死过又活是是刚刚第二个共同点，是显明主是怎么样一位主。
It reveals what the Lord is like. He's the first and the last, and was dead and is alive.
然后十一节他说，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
In verse 11, he said, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches."
有耳的应当听。
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
然后最后是说，得胜的必不受第二次死的害。
And the fourth point, he that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death.
所以他这边就在呼叫这些得胜的人，而且给他们赏赐，不受第二次死的害。
He's calling for the overcomers, and he gave them a reward that they will not be hurt of the second death.
我再举一个例子就好，当如果有时间可以自己。
One more example.
十二节。你要写信给别加摩教会的使者。
And to the messenger of the church in Pergamos wrote.
然后他说那有两刃利剑的说。
These things said he which had the sharp sword with two edges.
所以在这封信里面启示主是有两刃利剑。
It reveals to us that the Lord has the sharp sword with two edges.
然后十七节，圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
Verse 7, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say.
然后得胜的，我必将那隐藏的玛拿赐给他。并赐给他一块白石。
To him that overcome will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone.
Okay, 所以大家记得这个七封信里面呢，都有这个四方面的共通点。
That all these letters have these four similar points.
Okay, 所以弟兄姊妹啊，我们就是他这边有一句话，我们刚刚一直提到，有耳的就应当听。
That he that has an ear, let him hear.
所以我们很需要一个能听的耳朵。
We really need a listening ear.
特别是我们常常有些事情啊，有些话我们不想听的，我们就自己过滤掉。
Very often we filter out the words that we don't want to hear.
或者我们只想听一些比较新鲜的、刺激的这个。有趣的东西。
Sometimes we just like to listen to some new and kind of exciting stuff.
对，但是这边主告诉我们说，他要向我们说话。
But here it says the Lord wants to speak to us.
只要有能听耳朵的人呢，就赶快听。
That we who have an ear, let us hear.
因为这些是重要的话。
These are important words.
好，我刚才有请弟兄姊妹注意一下那个主耶稣右手拿着七星哈，然后他在金灯七个金灯台当中。
We spoke about that the Lord was holding seven stars in his right hand and he was walking among the seven golden candlesticks.
所以我们会看见他这边要我们可以看得出来主耶稣在这边有两件事情在他心中很重要。
There are two things that are very important in our God and the Lord's heart.
一个是金灯台。
One is the golden lampstand.
一个是右手中的那个星。
And the other is the stars.
这两件事情很重要。
These two things are very important.
一方面，金灯台就是教会。
On one hand, the lampstands are the churches.
然后讲到那个一个团体。
It speaks about corporate.
然后另外一方面，那个星号讲到使者。
And the star spoke about the messengers.
讲到个人。
It speaks about individuals.
所以主耶稣在这个幕后的时代呢，他特别给我们写明两件事情，他觉得是他在注意的。
He reveals to us there are two things that he's focusing on.
金灯台就是教会。
The lampstands are the churches.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果主今天注意的事情的话，我们也应当要注意。
If the Lord is focusing on, whatever the Lord is focusing on, we need to focus our hearts on.
在这个团体在教会这个方面呢
？In this corporate in the church.
弟兄姊妹要有个观念哈，教会不是一个社团，也不是一个公司。
We have to have this mindset that it's the church is not a corporation or a social like a little society
company. 所以我们不要把一个当我们想教会的时候，不要把自己当做一个局外人。
We are not when we think about the church, we are not onlookers.
当我们信主之后呢，我们就生在教会里面。
We are born into the church when we live in Christ.
对，我们不要把教会当作一种社团跟聚集团体。
It's not just a social gathering or somewhere we get together.
对，我们好像有空想去就去。
We don't just come because we are free.
然后呢，如果我们在这边不高兴，就换一个。
And if we're not happy here, we'll just go to a different place.
所以，但是我们要把这个想法、这种观念要改过来。
We have to change this kind of thinking.
我们要知道说，我们是教会当中的一份子。
That we have to know that we are part of the church.
就好像你在你自己家庭里面啊。
It's just like you're in your own family.
但现在家庭都是小家庭啊。
Now we know all the families are kind of small families.
假设我们在一个大家庭里面有好多的弟兄姊妹、亲戚、爸爸妈妈叔叔伯这个亲戚在一起。
Imagine that you're in a really big household. You have all the uncles and aunts and your father and your mother, everybody, cousins.
你的生命呢就属于这个家庭了。
Your life, you belong to this family.
你不是说我不高兴我就换个家。
You don't say I'm not happy. I'm going to change my family.
不能这个样子。
We can't be like this.
所以弟兄姊妹，第一个要记得，我们对于教会呢，要记得我们。这个人就是在当中的是一部分。
We want to know that we are part of this family, part of the church.
不能分割的。
We can't be separated.
不是高兴来就来，不高兴去就去了。
We don't just come and go as we like.
好，所以主耶稣在这个末后的世代呢，他那个眼睛呢，很注意这个，最注意的在这个教会身上。
The Lord is focusing his eyes on the church.
因为这是他所爱的。
Because this is whom he loves.
他为这个教会舍命。
He died for the church.
他为你我舍命。
He gave his life for you and me.
然后主在这边呢，他经营建造这个教会。
He's managing and is building this church.
他把他的心思意念呢，把他这个那个智慧呢，把他力量呢，用在教会身上。
All his heart, his strength and wisdom is all focusing on the church.
所以今天如果主这么注意教会的话，我们也应当要这样注意。
If the Lord is focusing so much on the church, so should we.
Okay. 然后这是讲到团体这个金灯台。
This speaks about the corporate, the lampstand.
那为什么有一个七星叫做使者呢？
Why is there the seven stars called a messenger?
为什么这个信的开头它好像不是写给众弟兄姊妹，它反而是说写给某某教会的使者？
Why is it that in every letter it's not written to all the brothers and sisters, but just to the messenger?
当我们去寻求思想的时候，我试着体会主的感觉，可能是这个样子。
When I was seeking before the Lord, I kind of have this feeling.
可能是在这个末后的时代呢，教会当中许多的弟兄姊妹呢，他不能领受，不够认识主。
That maybe in this end times, a lot of brothers and sisters they don't know the Lord.
所以他们不能领会主的启示。然后能够担负起这个主所托付的责任。
Maybe they are not able to know this revelation of the Lord, and then they are not able to bear this testimony.
所以当主在看教会的时候呢，他看到他在找这些使者呢，能够听见他的话。
He He is looking for these messengers that can hear his words.
能够接受担负起神要给他主要给他的托付
That he can bear the Lord's entrustment.
所以我们要记得呢，在这个团体里面呢，有一些个人呢，他能够肩负起这个神的责任。
That we know that we must know that there are some individuals that can bear this responsibility.
他们是为着这个团体的。
That they are for this corporate body.
所以你会看见幕后的世代，主好像也在。除了看着整个教会之外呢，就也在找这个看着这些的个一个一个的个人。
Not only God is focusing on this the church, but He's also looking for these individuals.
啊，这些个人是在他手中的右手中。
These individuals are in His right hand.
是他所看重。
That he highly esteemed.
Okay, 所以弟兄姊妹呢，那个主的眼目呢，看着团体的教会，也看着这批。能够肩负起他责任的人。
Not only is his eyes on the corporate body, the church, he's also looking at these individuals, this group of individuals that bear this his entrustment.
所以在这个幕后时代，这个是主非常在注意的事情。
And at the end times, this is what the Lord is focusing on.
好，然后在那个七封书信里面呢，我们都会看见他说，哎，得胜者要怎么样怎么样。
And in all these seven letters, we see that he said, "He that overcometh will be this and that."
所以我们称为这个叫做得胜者的呼召。
We call this the calling of the overcomers.
这个得胜者哈。
This overcomers.
我们要从两个方面来看。
We look at two different aspects.
有时候我们听到这个得胜者的这个词的时候呢。我们会有一种感觉。
When we hear this word overcomers, we kind of have a feeling about it.
Okay, 或是应该这样讲，就是 okay, 从这个两个角度来看，从这两个角度来看。
From two different aspects.
一个角度就是说，得胜者呢，其实是一种正常的基督徒。
When we speak of overcomers, they are normal Christians.
然后。因为我们有时候会有种误解。
Sometimes we have a misunderstanding.
啊，得胜者恐怕就是这些张弟兄啊、孙弟兄那种人才是得胜者。
We cannot have a misunderstanding that only like brothers Kong and brother Sun they are the overcomers.
那我们这些人没希望。
That we are hopeless.
那个我们这些人根本一听到什么得胜者这种词，那我们就想说自己根本没。
When we hear the word overcomers, we think we are not qualified for it.
所以前面弟兄要告诉我们说，得胜者是一种正常的基督徒。
The brothers before us want us to know that overcomers are truly they are normal Christians.
当许多的神的儿女好像没办法达到一种该有的水平的时候呢
，When we are not on the right plane.
然后有一些基督徒呢，他们能够正常的达到这个神所要的水平，就是得胜者。
And some believers they can reach this normal plane that God has set for us, and these are the overcomers.
所以这个方面呢，要鼓励我们呢，不要以为只有一些超凡的那些年长的基督徒呢，才会是得胜者。
These should also encourage us that not just those are very very great brothers that they are overcomers.
乃是说我们每个人呢都应该是可以成为得胜者。
That each and every one of us can be overcomers.
这是从一个角度。
This is from one aspect.
但是从另外一个角度呢，我也愿意鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I also like to encourage you guys.
得胜者，光是这个得胜呢，就发现这边有超越的意思。
And this overcoming, there's a kind of a surpassing, surpassing,
okay.
exceeding.
对 ，OK. 那他就是说，这我们要有一个心智哈，不要只是好像一个很普通，就这样子一个神的儿女就这样子过去了。
We don't want to live just ordinarily.
我们乃是要愿意有一个心智呢。要成为一个胜过许多事情的一个基督徒。
We also have this will that we should overcome a lot of things.
也就是说，我们要有一个心智呢，我们要学习靠着主呢，能够胜过许多的试炼。
That by the grace of God, we are able to go through many temptations, trials.
虽然在我们的生命生活当中有生一生当中有许多的艰难。
Maybe there might be a lot of afflictions in our lives.
但是我们里面有一个心思哈，我们要借着主的恩典呢，能够胜过这许多的艰难，不被他所胜。
That by the grace of God, that we will overcome all these afflictions and not being beaten down.
我们要做一个与弟兄迥别的不同的人。
We need to be one that's set apart.
我们不是故意说好像做不一样的事情，乃是说我们一个心智当一般的情况是很多人是。也许是失去爱心，但是我们愿意在那里爱主。
Maybe some are already lost their love, but we want to love the Lord.
所以我们需要有一个心智，我们做一个不同的、一个超越的、一个得胜者。
We want to have this will to be overcoming, to be different, to be set apart.
所以我盼望说，弟兄姊妹从这两个点呢，能够平衡。当我们提到得胜者的时候，你要平衡的来看。
We need to see it in a kind of balanced viewpoint, point of view.
Yeah, 一方面呢，我们不是好像自己没希望的那种感觉。
On one hand, we don't want to think that we are hopeless.
另外一方面，因着主的激励呢，我们要做一个不同的，是一个能够得胜的人。
And on the other hand, we want to be different, one that can overcome.
我记得，我们在读那个小学、中学。高中的时候呢，我每天都带着饭盒上学。
I remember when I was going to school in elementary school, and middle school, and high school, I always bring my lunchbox.
我们台湾叫便当啊，可能是从闽南话翻过来。所以我们那个，我们每天呢都会有那个值日生去，大家那个铁的便当装满饭，整个放在一个大箱子里面。
There are people who are on duties. They will put all the lunch boxes with the rice and a big box.
所以要抬到厨房去，那边有个大型的蒸笼呢，每班都在那边蒸这些便当。
And the person in charge would have to bring it to the kitchen to get it steamed and warm up.
所以是蛮重的，就两个人这样搬过去。
Two representatives from the class will bring it over, and it's very heavy.
对，有时候有小朋友生病。
And sometimes the children are sick.
值日生没来。
And the one who's in charge is not there.
没有人抬便当。
So nobody brings the lunch boxes.
那老师就问说，有没有谁愿意说今天自愿去抬便当
？And the teachers would ask for volunteers to do it.
所以就有一些与别人不同的人呢，来说我要去，我帮忙。
And there are some who are very different from others. They said, you know, yes, we are willing to do it.
所以今天主好像在看整批的人。
It's like, you know, it seems like the Lord is looking at a group of people.
这边有一些事情呢，你要付代价。
There are some things that you have to pay the cost.
但是有一些事情呢，你付代价，但是对整个团体是建立起来的。
But some things when you are willing to pay the cost, pay the price for it, it's very good for the corporate body.
然后大部分人听见老师的呼召的时候呢
，The many who hears the calling of the teacher，
他头就先低下来。
Most of them would just lower their heads。
但是有人呢，他答应主的呼召，他答应这个老师的呼召。
Some would raise their hands and say to the teacher they will go。
愿意呢，能够付上代价。
They're willing to pay the price。
所以当神在那里呼召得胜者的时候呢
，When the Lord is calling for overcomers，
但愿我们答应这个呼召。
That we are among those who answer the call.
虽然会付代价
Even though there is a price to pay.
但是主看重这种人
But the Lord really honor these people.
我想我讲到哪就到哪里好了
I'll just end where I end.
那个第二章的这个第二章这个写给以弗所的第一封信。
The first letter to Ephesus, the church of Ephesus.
他在我看哈，我们念一下好了，第二章第二节到第六节。
Chapter 2, verses 2 to 6.
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来。你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了，所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and which I also hate.
我想我在这边附三好，不是详细解释这些的信。
My burden is not to go into details and explaining what these letters mean.
我的负担是说，主在这个书信里面，他找的是得胜者的哪些的特性、性格。
And my burden is that what the Lord is looking for in these overcomers, what are their characters?
Okay.我想可能有一些弟兄姊妹啊参加过不少的特会。
Some of you have been to some conferences.
可能也听过了不少。
And you have hear much.
啊，有的弟兄姊妹可能是比较初信。
Some of you have are very young in the Lord.
但是盼望我们都在主的面前能够听见他今天所要。
I hope we all hear what the Lord wants for us today.
好。那个这一封书信呢，他刚开头的哈第一节，他怎么启示主呢
？How did this letter reveal the Lord when it first began？
他说主啊，在右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走。
These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walk in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks.
所以主在这边哈，他启示他自己呢。他说他在灯台中间行走。
He reveals himself that he's walking among the golden lampstands.
所以这边告诉我们说，除了我刚刚讲到说主的那个集中点啊，是在灯台教会当中。
Even though one of the focus of our Lord is among the churches.
他在行走的时候也表明说主的同在。
When he walked amongst them means also say that his presence is there.
Yeah, 所以主的同在在他要在教会当中把他的同在赐给我们。
He wants to give to us his presence.
另外呢，我们看见主的行走呢，表明他在那里行动。
As when we see the Lord is walking amongst us, it's that he's working amongst us.
Yeah. 我们知道那个以色列的神呢，也不休息，也不打盹。
That the God of Israel do not rest and do not slumber.
我们的神呢，做事直到如今。
He's working until this day.
所以我们的主呢，在教会当中，他一直在工作。
He's ever working in his church.
他一直在经营建造，要把我们建立起来。
He's managing and he's building. He wants to build us up.
另外一方面，当主在当中行走的时候呢，我们知道主在观察，在看。
That when he's walking amongst us, he's watching.
他在检查我们，他知道我们的这个情况。
He's searching and he knows our how we are.
所以他这边第二节他说啊，他说我知道。
In the verse 2 he says I know.
然后他说也知道。
He said I also know.
对，所以主耶稣他都知道。
He our Lord Jesus he knows.
所以他在检查我们看 看我们的光景。
He's searching us and looking at our condition.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们当我们知道这些事情的时候，我们不要太轻看、太小看主。
We should not take this lightly.
我们聚会的时候，你在看报纸、看新闻，他知道。
When we are in a meeting and we are looking at the newspapers, we are reading the news, he knows.
然后你在家里面，你在上网，他也知道。
And when you're at home, you're on online or internet, he knows too.
我不是说你不能上网，你上网太久，他知道。
I don't mean that you don't go on the internet, but if you're on there for a long time, he knows.
那在那边看各样的戏剧呢，他也知道。
You're here and you're reading a lot of other things, he knows about that too.
那你挂在 Facebook 上太久，他也知道。
Well, and he knows when you're on Facebook for a long time.
他知道。
He knows.
他不仅知道我们各样的这些亏欠。
He knows all our shortcomings.
但他也知道说，如果我们在读圣经，他也知道。
But he also knows when we are reading his word.
他在祷，我们在祷告，我们在服侍主，他也知道。
And when we are praying and when we are serving him, he knows.
所以他说，我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。
Here he says, I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience and how thou cannot bear them which are evil.
所以我们所有的情况呢，他都知道，他都晓得。
He knows all our condition.
主是检查我们内心的。
He searches our hearts.
我刚刚讲的啊，只是表面上的一些的，我们的一些的表现。
I'm only what I talked about earlier was just on what how we are and on the surface.
但是在所有的知道当中呢，我们看见主要的得胜者的一个很重要的条件呢，就在这封书信上写。
All of these, we see one of the criteria that the Lord is looking for overcomers is in this letter here.
这个得胜者必须要有起初的爱心。
This overcomer has to have the first love.
所以主在这边呼召一批人呢，这批人他的起初的爱心被恢复过来。
God is, the Lord is calling for these overcomers that this group of people, their first love has been restored.
所以哈，这个我们的主呢，很有智慧的。
Our Lord is very wise.
他用以弗所当一个最好的例子呢，告诉我们起初的爱心的重要。
He used the Church of Ephesus to tell us how important it is of this first love.
他说有一种有一种情况啊，有一个基督徒他也不读经，也不读不祷告，然后聚会也不认真，然后 OK.
And maybe there's one kind of Christian doesn't read the Bible, doesn't pray, doesn't come to meetings.
然后主耶稣写信就有点困难，他说你这个。也不读圣经，也不祷告，也不好好聚会，然后也把起初爱心失去了。
It's really hard for our Lord to write a letter that you did not read the Bible, you did not pray, you did not come to the meeting, and you don't have the first love.
我们就搞不清楚主在着重哪一件事情。
Now we don't know what the Lord is focusing on.
但是这个以弗所的教会呢，它表面上做了很多事情啊。
But this Church of Ephesus, on the surface, it did a lot of things.
他很劳碌，他也忍耐，也能够鉴别这些假的人、假的使徒。
They labored and they have much patience and they know those people who are evil.
他劳苦都不乏倦。
They labor but without they are not tired.
所以在人的眼光来看呢，哇，这些基督徒。实在是我们效法的对象。
And the eyes of man, these people are good examples.
可忽然之间呢，主告诉我们说，有一件事情要责备。
But the Lord tells us here, there's one thing that is not approve of.
然后所有的这些事情里面呢，好像主都先暂时放在一边。
It seems like the Lord put those things aside.
他在那边就专讲一件事情，说你把起初的爱心离弃了。
Just one thing that is concerned, concerned to him that you have left your first love.
所以你会发现呢，如果当起初爱心离弃之后呢，这些表面的事情呢，好像主都不觉得那么重要。
We see that when we leave this first love, all these things on the surface are not important to the Lord anymore.
所以对于一个得胜者来讲，所有的这些活动呢，最重要的那个根基呢，是起初的爱心。
And for the overcomers, the foundation of all these activities is that first love.
如果没有起初爱心，所有的活动呢，都失去了它的实际跟它的那个 substance.
When there is no first love, all these outside activities has already lost its reality and substance.
你就好像整个情况变成一个空壳子。
It's like an empty shell.
其实我们家庭也是这样子。
It's the same in our family.
就是我们当初结婚的时候彼此相爱结婚。
We marry because we love each other.
我是说每一个家了。
And speaking of every family.
然后当时间经过一段时间之后。
And through the time.
我们还是每天上班工作。
We go to work every day.
然后每天教养我们的小孩。
And we teach our kids.
然后忙忙碌碌。
And we are very busy with every day.
但如果当初里面的那个爱失去的话呢
？If we lose that very first love.
那个家庭表面上一切都在运作。
It seems like on the surface the family is functioning.
但是里面那个实质失去了。
But we already lost that substance.
那个教会也是一样。
And that is the same for the church.
那个。有一次有一个少年官来找主耶稣。
And there is this young officer that came to the Lord.
你可以翻那个马太福音十九章十六节。你们要翻也可以，不翻也可以。马太福音十九章十六节。
And in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 16.
十九章。
Chapter 19, verse 16.
对。他跑来见耶稣说，我要怎么样才可以得永生？我要做什么才得永生
？This young ruler, he asked him, "Our Lord Jesus, what should I do to have this eternal life?"
然后耶稣就告诉他说，你所有的诫命呢，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，孝敬父母，爱人如己。你要做。
The Lord told him that you know, thou shalt not do no murder, and shall not commit adultery, and shall not steal, shall not bear false witnesses. You have to do all these things.
然后那个少年怎么说？他说我通通都做了。
The young man said, "Oh, I've done all these."
所有的诫命我通通都守了。
I've kept all the commandments.
然后主耶稣就说还有一件事情。
But the Lord said, "There's still one more thing."
你如果可以把你的财宝都变卖分给穷人来跟随我的话，你就可以了。
But if you go and sell all that you have and give it to the poor, and then come follow me, and you know.
Yeah. 然后那个少年人听完之后，就忧忧愁愁走了。
But when the young man heard this, he went away very sorrowful.
意思就是说，他好像所有的诫命都守了。
Is it, you know, he kept all these commandments.
可是呢，他爱他的钱财，他很多钱财过于神。
And he loved his riches more than the Lord.
所以主耶稣看的时候，他知道他是鉴察我们内心的。
So when the Lord Jesus he looked at us, he searches our hearts.
他一看到这少年的里面的时候呢，他一个最重要的实质失去了。
When he looked into these, the heart of this young ruler, he knows that this young ruler has lost his substance.
所以我们的主讲话都是一针见血。
Our Lord speaks very directly to us.
他知道我们最是重要失去的事情是什么。
He knows what is of great importance to us, that what we have lost.
好，所以我想，好，弟兄姊妹，我这边今天也许就强调在这边的说，我们要很注意我们的起初的爱心不要被失去了。
I want to emphasize today that that we not lose our first love.
其实我去年的时候，也许大家都不记得了。
I think most of you have already forgotten.
就我在这边的交通了。
What I've shared here last year.
当我提到要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主，
When I share about, you know, to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your strength.
其实我不止讲了三次,
not only I spoke three times.
不止说从心思意志情感来讲来鼓励这句话。
Not only from the will, the your feeling and your
will,
mind and
emotion.
Or emotion.
Yeah, 来讲。同时，其实之前我还是直接讲这句话。
Before that, I also spoke on this.
意思就是说，好，这件事情我们需要被建立起来，被恢复过来。
We need to have this restored.
主的火呢，要点在我们的心里面。
That the Lord's fire has to be lit up again in our hearts.
如果我们这批基督徒得着主的这么大的恩典，
if we have already received much grace from the Lord,
我们却失去了一个爱主的心的话，
and we lose that love for our Lord.
一方面，我想我们。 一方面，我们实在是好像对不起主的那种感觉。
On one hand, we feel we have kind of we are very
short
of we come short before the Lord.
Yeah. 那另外一方面，你也发现说，我们得不到主一个上好的赏赐、祝福，成为得胜者。
On the other hand, we kind of lost that blessing from the Lord to become overcomers.
这件事情我们要渴慕。
We have to have this desire.
我们也要很谨慎、很敬畏的来看这件事情。
We have to look at it with reverence.
因为他第四节他说啊，有一件事我有一件，但是中文，但有一件事情我要责备反对你的。
In the Chinese, it says there's one thing that I disapprove of.
这个我们感觉就是说，好像这些以弗所弟兄姊妹呢。 这么多的劳苦啊，好像主觉得那个价值很小。
That the brothers and sisters at Ephesus, even though they labored much, but in the eyes of our Lord, it seemed that this is kind of not very of high importance.
Yeah, 甚至说有可能没有什么价值啊，从主的眼中没有什么价值。
It seemed like there's no value in these things.
因为主在反对责备他们啊。
Because the Lord is against them.
所以我想我们今天鼓励弟兄姊妹要。 读经、祷告、聚会、追求成长。
Here we encourage brothers and sisters to read the Bible and to pray and to grow in the Lord.
然后你花了时间去读经、去祷告、来聚会，我想这个是好的。
I know you spend much time reading the Bible and praying and come to the meeting. That is good.
但是大家要从这卷书要得到一个印象。
But I hope from this book you have this this impression on you.
就是说，如果我们把这个起初的爱失去的话，
if we lose this first love,
那你花了许多的时间去读经、祷告、聚会，却没有起初的爱。
Even if you spend much time reading the Bible and praying before the Lord or start coming to the meetings and you lose that first love,
很有可能呢，主说这些，有一天主来到主面前，主说这些事情啊。
Maybe one day when you come before the Lord say, these are of no value to me.
Yeah, 所以我想我们必须要常常提醒弟兄姊妹这件事情。We
need to remind ourselves this.
因为这是基督徒一个里面的一个真实的实质。This
is the real substance in Christians.
我们在这个末后世代，我们慢慢的不太看表面的事情。
In this end times, we do not look at things on the surface.
我很愿意，就是说，我们要常常注意我们里面到底有没有那个真实的、真实爱主的心。We
have to look at inside our hearts whether we truly love the Lord.
当然，这个能够得胜的，在这方面得胜的人。And
those who overcome in this area.
那个能够在神乐园中吃生命树的果子。
That he can eat of the fruit of the tree of life in God's garden.
在这个乐园里面呢，神的同在，神的祝福。
And in this paradise of God, there is God's presence and His blessing.
我在默想这句话的时候，有个感觉。
When I was meditating on this word, I have a feeling.
大家记不记得在那个伊甸园里面有个生命树跟分别善恶树
Do you remember that in the Garden of Eden there's this tree of the knowledge of good and evil and then also the tree of life?
第一个人叫做亚当他失败
And this first man called Adam, he failed.
他没有吃生命树的果子
He did not eat of the fruit of the tree of life.
他在撒旦的攻击底下那个试探底下的他失败
And in under Satan's attack and temptation, he failed.
所以第一个人失败
The first man failed.
第二个人就是我们的主基督
The second man is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他经过那个仇敌的许多的试探，包含那个四十昼夜在旷野里面
He was tempted much, including the 40 days in the wilderness.
他得胜了
But he overcame.
所以我在这边有感觉哈，这批人主在看他们的时候。
And I have this feeling that when the Lord looked at this group of people,
这些人回到那个起初的爱，好像回到那个神的那个源头。
When these people return to this first love, it's like they return to this the source.
当初那个亚当失败。
And in the at that time Adam failed.
但是主看这些人的时候，他觉得这些人是得胜。
When the Lord looked at this group of people, he sees them as overcomers.
他们像第二个人基督一样得胜。
They like the second man, they overcome.
他胜过撒旦的这个试探。
They overcome Satan's temptations.
所以主好像这个赏赐呢，好像把他们带到那个起初光景。
The Lord brings this the reward kind of brings them back to what the Lord has won in the first place.
他们在神的乐园当中享受那个生命树的果子。
They enjoy the fruit of the tree of life in the paradise of God.
亚当失败。
Adam failed.
但这些人回到神的起初，他们得胜。
And when these people they return to God's original what God has planned and they have overcome.
好，我想今天时间关系，借用大家。已经借用大家一些时间了。
I have borrowed a little time already.
世美拿，如果主愿意的话，我们能够继续交通。
The Lord willing, we'll share on the Church of Smyrna.
那边讲到说，在患难当中，这些得胜者胜过患难。
And in, these overcomers, they overcome the tribulation.
所以我想今天我想要再着重的就是说，我们要恢复起初的爱，要爱神。
Here we today we emphasize that we have to return to that first love, to love of God.
我们有个心智答应神得胜者的呼召。
That we have this will to answer to the calling of these overcomers.
然后，如果我们失去起初的爱，我们悔改，被神恢复过来。
That we if we have already lost this first love, let us repent.
Okay, 好，想今天我们做个结束祷告。
We'll end here. Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把这些零碎的话交在主的手中。
We'll put all these into your hands.
但愿主能够在我们里面做翻译的工作。
Lord, I will interpret to us in our hearts.
当主在那里看重一些事情的时候。
When you're looking at focusing on some things.
但愿我们也在这里集中来看这些事情。
That we also focus to look at these things.
赐给我们一个心智，我们要紧紧来跟随你。
Give us this will that will follow you closely.
我们要听见你的声音。
We want to hear you, Lord.
听见你的呼召。
And hear your calling.
当你在遍地在寻找你所要的人的时候。
That when you're looking for the people that you want.
但愿我们站立起来答应我们的主。
That we'll stand up and Lord that we'll answer your call.
感谢主，但愿主在我们里面恢复我们那个爱你的心。
Lord, we thank you, and Lord, that we pray that you restore this love for you.
我们实在感觉这不是人手能够做的。
We just feel that this is not what man's hand can do.
但愿主浇灌在我们每个弟兄姊妹心里。
Lord, that you'll fill our hearts.
叫我们真是恢复那个爱你。
That we'll come to love you.
我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thank you.